Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Allison, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm fine, how are you?
Lovely, thank you so much for joining us once again this afternoon.
Yes.
Now, Pastor, you know, as the few true believers in the last days, the remnant have been entrusted with a God-given mission. And in today's lesson, we are going to be breaking down and you're going to be helping us to understand what exactly that mission is. Now, before we get to the mission, what are the identifying marks of the remnant church?
The identifying marks of the remnant church. If we read John 10, verse 27, it speaks about the obedience to God's voice. We have the remnant.
Yep.
The remnant itself obeys God's voice. And the God's voice is the Bible. Thus saith the Lord. The neglected word. That the Lord has spoken, they follow the Bible as it is. Even if you read 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, it speaks about the same thing, that God's voice has to be heeded. We have to follow God's voice, and this is the mark of the remnant church. That's the sign of the remnant church. And the second one is longing for his return.
Yeah, yeah.
Longing for Jesus' return. The remnant is just as good as what happened even in the Old Testament. The remnant of the Old Testament used to long for the first coming of Christ. Until he came, they were waiting, eagerly waiting, and they spoke about it several times that the Messiah is going to come. They longed for him to come until he came for the first time. So that's another sign of the remnant church. And at the same time, the Bible study. The remnant church
reads
the Bible. And they cite the scriptures until they understand even prophecies that were written for the second coming. By the way, the Bible itself, from Genesis to Malachi, it speaks about the coming of Christ for the first time. And in the New Testament, it speaks about the second coming of Christ. So the remnant church speaks about the second coming of Christ, of which now is near. He's just about to come, and at the same time, it's Bible study and even witnessing for Christ, just as the Bible tells us from Revelation 14, verse 6 to 12.
Yeah, that's beautiful, fantastic, and I like these marks because the focus is really on Christ and Him alone, which is quite powerful. Now, what is the message of the remnant? Could you please break down it for us?
The message of the remnant church.
Yes, that, yes.
You say we are on a mission. We're given this mission in Matthew chapter 28, that we must preach the gospel to all the world. And even Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, it says that the message, the gospel shall be preached unto all the world, and then the end shall come. So the message of the remnant church is that we must warn the world about his second return. We have to warn the world about his second coming. Indeed, he is coming. So we have to tell the world everywhere around the world. So our mission is to go, our message is to go throughout the world. We, our focus is not local. It is global. So that's how we view the Remnant Church. It is a message for a for the global church. That's what that's what I understand about the Remnant Church, yeah. The message of the Remnant Church. And at the same time, it must prepare the world for the second coming. The world has to be prepared. Everybody else. So it can be through the radio, it can be through the TV, internet, and any other plan that we can use to take the message across the whole globe. So that's the mission of the world. We have to, the mission of the Remnant Church, we have to preach the gospel to the whole world. So that all nations have to understand it.
I've heard somebody talking about the Remnant and the three angels' message. Would that form part of the mission or not quite?
Maybe can you come again?
I've heard about the three angels' message and three angels' messages and the Remnant in Revelation 14. Is that message, with the three angels' messages, connected to the Remnant?
Yes. Revelation 14 tells us how the message is to be preached to the whole world. So the Remnant has been given this task to take this message across the whole globe, preaching to all nations. So it's the Remnant that has to take care of that one. Because all other churches that do not speak about his second coming, they fall short of being the Remnant.
I see. So where fear God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment has come. Babylon has fallen. Would the Remnant be interested in that?
That's their message, to preach that message. That Babylon is falling. The falling itself is that they have left God's ideals. They are following traditions of man. So if you leave the message of God and follow the traditions, then you fall short of being the Remnant. The Remnant will speak about what God says, the voice of God. They follow. They understand that one day Christ is coming, and they preach that message. So the Remnant preaches the message of the three angels' message.
Beautiful.
If you read verse 12.
Yes.
Verse 12 tells us that they keep the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus. So that's the Remnant. They keep the commandments. They also testify his second coming. So if you... The ideals of the Remnant is to tell people that Christ will come again.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for that. Perhaps out of this conversation, what is it that you'd want to emphasize that the listener should always keep in mind?
The listener should always keep in mind that Christ is coming again, just as he did in the first time that all the prophets of the old, they spoke about his first coming. So we were given the message. Matthew 28, verse 19, 18, 19, going onwards, it talks about what we should do. We must preach the gospel and baptize all the people who believe.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for your time and joining us this afternoon. We're going to be catching up with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. But for today, I want to thank you so much and blessings to you.
Thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Pastor. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.